On this episode of Humans with Haunts, Raiden and I discuss his relationship with his father.
Welcome back to Humans with Haunts. So grateful for you listeners here. Today I am joined by Raiden. I consider you a friend at this point. A friend of a friend. You know, we've had some interaction. He was in one of my friend's Chinese classes. We both speak Chinese, sort of bonded over that. And then we've had some interaction since then. I wanted him on because I feel like he has a lot of great personality, a lot of good perspective and knowledge. And his view of the world, from my perspective, is happiness. And I think the idea of being happy is so important. You know, my Instagram handle, happy_Haunts. I'm all about the happy. I'm all about the joy. So that's why I wanted you on. Now, Raiden, for those listeners who don't personally know you, tell us a bit about yourself.
Oh, man. Great introduction. Thank you. I love that you see how I view life as joy and happiness. I've always wanted that. Joy is joy. I want it.
So yeah.
Thank you for that. Yes, to those listening, my name is Raiden. I was born in Durban, Southern Africa.
Great accent. No. The listeners will love it.
And I've been in the US for a long time, like 7 years.
Okay.
But I've learned a lot of good lessons, and my life's been better since I've been here.
Yeah.
I'm at BYU as well, also studying Chinese. That's how me and Hans kind of clicked the first time.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm doing Chinese tour guiding in Yellowstone for the summer, so that's very fun.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Thanks, man.
Very cool. Well, Raiden, you know, the whole basis of this podcast is relationships. Hmm. You know, to you, what is a relationship in your life that has sort of been defining?
Oh, man. You know, to those listening, before this podcast, he asked me this question, and I immediately thought of my father.
Yeah.
My relationships with my parents has always been, when I was young, it wasn't the best.
You know, okay.
We're, like, we're young teenagers, we're prideful, we have a lot of arrogance. But recently with my father, it's been very good and very understanding. So my father's a psychologist.
Yeah.
And I often get counsel from him.
Like, Dad. Free sessions.
No, seriously. I'm like, Dad, this is stressing me out. Can you help me understand my feelings? And he's been such a good support with my psychological state.
Yeah.
So I'm very, very grateful for him.
I love that. I'm a big fan of, you know, child-parent relationships, because I think from day one, that's who's influencing you. You know, that's who's going to change and mold you into the person you are. And, you know, from your Instagram, I see you have a very close relationship with your mom. You know, she's always texting you. You post. I'm like, oh, hope
I'm so
you're doing
glad
well.
You know that.
I pay attention. But I think it'll be interesting hearing about your father, because I think there's something special and unique about a father and a son relationship.
Yeah.
And, you know, you sort of keyed in there a little bit that maybe it was a little rough at the beginning. You know, could you maybe walk us through sort of the timeline, I guess, of when you sort of started your relationship with your father, obviously as you were born, but as that grew into something that really mattered, what did that look like?
Oh, man, that's such a good question. Yes, I post about my mom. My father is behind the scenes a lot. You know, when I was young, I was very detached because I loved video games.
Okay.
I hardly spoke to my parents. Hardly spoke to anyone, actually, from like 13 to 17.
Really?
Yeah, very introverted, very zero confidence, just very weird kid.
Yeah.
And then when I got home from my mission, I saw my father helping me a lot with school, with a car, with help in school, with relationship advice, with my mental state advice. And only after my LDS mission did I realize, man, my father has been there the whole time, and I've never really appreciated him.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of times as we grow up, we are sort of selfish in a way,
you know? Oh, yes, you're so selfish. It's awful.
I mean, I've seen it personally in my life too, you know. I feel like I have a close relationship with my father and my mother, but there are times I look back, and sometimes I'm just a little disgusted at how I acted or reacted or treated them. And it's not till, you know, you have some of other life experiences that you can really appreciate, you know, that relationship. I'm curious, you know, your father, you come back from your mission. He starts helping you out. To you, how did you respond to that? How did you react to him reaching out, even though up until that point you hadn't sort of reciprocated anything?
Oh, man, great question, too. took me like 8-ish years to learn that lesson, and my father is actually a really nice person.
Yeah.
Very charitable. Like, I've always loved him, right? But I've never, like, loved and looked up to him a lot.
Yeah.
And, like, really appreciated him until after my mission. One fun example, this actually happened 3 days ago.
Okay.
A good friend of mine, her name's Andrina, she was really tired and she was at my house and she needed to drive home. But it was too late and she was too tired. So I asked my dad, I said, "Hey dad, Andrina's really tired. She was wondering if she could just like sleep on the couch. Would that be okay?" And my dad was like, "Yeah, of course. Like, of course she can do that."
Yeah.
And he said, I trust you so that it'll be okay. And I really appreciated that he said that. Because, you know, most parents are like, "Oh, that's a big no-no."
Yeah.
But I love that he trusts me. And that makes me appreciative of him.
Yeah. What do you feel like? I mean, parents, I think, are a great example of selfless giving. You know, they give their children so much. They're always loving and caring. Do you feel like maybe your father has trusted you just because, or do you feel like you've had to do some effort and some work to gain that trust?
Another good question. Wow. I actually asked my dad this question because he's given me lots of freedom since I was young.
Yeah.
And I said, "Dad, why did you give me so much freedom? Like, why weren't you strict on me? Because right. I was a pretty, like, rough on the edges kid, you know?"
Yeah.
And he told me a little bit of a deep response, but he said, "I always knew your potential, and I knew that what you were going through was just phases."
Yeah.
And I was like, "But Dad, how do you know that? Like, that's not tangible. Like, what do you mean?" My dad's a very spiritual man, and he trusted his instincts.
I like that. You know, I'm curious. You know, I can tell you really admire your father.
Oh, yes.
What are some of those attributes or those aspects that really stick out as, like, when you say, "Oh, my father is this," who is he?
That's such a good question again. Man, things that I look up to him for, he is very involved in our lives. Very involved. When I want to do paddleboarding, he went and bought a paddleboard to come with me. I did that a few days ago. One thing really cool, he loves sports. He's athletic. He plays soccer with me. We go skiing together. He loves the outdoors. We go mountain biking together. He just loves being sporty with his son. Another thing, he's a very good listener. You can talk to him for hours about a tiny thing that's stressing you out, and nothing else matters besides you.
Yeah.
I'd say those two are the biggest ones. Involvement and good listener.
I like that. You know, I try to look back at my own life and see sort of those defining attributes in my own father. And I think those are very similar. You know, my father made it a priority to be home from work when we were home from school, you know? Mm. And so that means, you know, he wasn't working 40-hour work weeks, but he made that a priority. Similar to how your father has made this involvement in activities a priority as well.
Yeah.
You know, I'm curious, you see these two things that obviously are important to you. How do you implement that into your own life and into other relationships?
I definitely want to be like my dad and be a good listener and an understanding person. Like, imagine you were a father and your son says, "Hey, I have a girl over, can she sleep on the couch?" There's red flags flying everywhere, right? But my dad took a step back. He realized who I was, realized the situation, and he trusted.
Yeah.
So I want to do the same for my kids when I'm a father one day.
Yeah, I like that. you know, I think every relationship has its ups and its downs. You know, you talked about how maybe growing up you didn't quite appreciate your father as much. Yeah. Was there a time, or has there been a time where, you know, that relationship really struggled, where there was maybe some contention and, you know, it didn't feel like it was going to go to where it is now?
Yes, 100%. I don't think any child would not have a hard time with their parents.
Yeah.
It seems impossible to me. yeah, when I was 13, 15, 16, that kind of age.
Yeah.
Video games, that was my life. And my dad wanted me to go outside and do sports and get athletic. And he would often like to say, "Raiden, like, you're more than this." Like, but I loved that, you know? So that stage was a very, it was like kind of a contentious time.
Yeah.
Of like my wants and his wants. But in the end, he respected that. And he bought me like this nice monitor and this nice controller. I don't know how he did it. He has lots of patience.
I was about to say, it seems like your dad, you know, even though he hoped and maybe wanted something different, at the same time, he still took time to help you pursue your passions and really what you enjoyed at that stage in your life.
Yeah, I don't know how he did that. I'm serious.
Maybe we'll have to have him on the podcast, because
he's actually done a few himself.
Yeah.
He's a very interesting man, so it'd be a good idea to have him.
I would love to have him. Maybe we can set that up. You know, Raiden, I'm curious, in this relationship, you know, you have some siblings, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see your relationship with your father as being different than maybe your siblings' relationship with your father?
Oh man, that's a deep question. Yes.
How so? Oh,
man, my sisters are very independent. I have two older sisters.
Okay.
Very independent, always did things by themselves. I'm honestly not that close with them.
Yeah.
Which is a very deep question. Yeah, I'm not close with them. I really am not. I don't know why. The youngest one I'm close with. The older one, not so much, because we just live different lives. Yeah, I've actually, you asked me a question. I actually want to improve my relationship with my older sister.
Yeah.
Because there's just a disconnect. It's not that we don't like each other. It's just like we don't know what's happening in each other's lives.
Yeah. And I mean, I think as families and siblings, as they grow older, I think that's pretty common. You know, I've seen in my own life, my older sister growing up, you know, there's only a 3-year gap. And we were really close growing up. But recently, you know, I felt a disconnect. I felt sort of a difference in expectations of who we are as people, some disagreements on ideology and stuff like that. And it's sometimes hard because you might let those disagreements come in the way of that relationship. Do you feel like that's maybe been a case for you? Or has it just been, you know, time and age?
Just time and age.
Interesting. I'm curious, you know, you say you want to be better, you want to get closer. What does that look like for you?
Oh, I really do. We are such different people, me and my older sister.
Yeah.
Very different. She loves being by herself and being with her husband. Well, I love being with people. She like loves animals, has like chickens and dogs and all this. I don't love animals as much as she does.
Yeah.
And she's like a big bookworm, loves reading books, and I'm not big into books.
Yeah.
Like we just live different lives. And no disagreements, like your question earlier.
Right, yeah.
Just more like time and age.
Yeah. I think that's interesting because, you know, we look at our parents and a lot of our differences are because time and age. You know, my mom, her ideas of how society is largely based off of her time and her age. You know, she's older. She has her own experiences. How do you think you sort of bridge that time and age gap with your own father?
Can you repeat that question again?
Yeah, no, for sure. It might have been a little confusing. Because time and age is so instrumental and can create a disconnect.
Yeah.
And our parents, you know, they're from a different time period. They're older than us. Yeah. They have more experiences. How do you feel like you've been able to bridge that gap to still be able to connect with your father?
Oh, that's an awesome question.
Or has it all been on him?
I love that question. I involve my parents a lot with my social media.
Yeah.
I show them posts from my friends. I show them funny videos and memes I find. They see my stories and I post every day. So I think, like, I love social media. It can be used for so much good.
Yeah.
And I have wonderful experiences with how my posts have touched people. So I love social media. I involve them a lot with it. And that bridged the gap with social media.
Yeah. I think that's interesting. I like that. You know, I personally haven't been able to experience that. You know, my parents, they're not on social media. They don't really want to be. I'm not trying to push it. Yeah. You know, I'm curious as we sort of wrap up, as sort of our time comes to an end here, looking forward, you know, progression and growth, where do you see your relationship with your father going?
Oh, that's such a good question. I would love to give back to him.
Yeah.
Wow. Him and my mother. I would love to, when I get wealthy one day, which is the goal.
For sure. I think it's the goal for many people. I respect it.
Truly. If I get fortunate one day and do get wealthy, I would give back to them.
What does that look like? What does giving back look like? Buying them a home? I don't think they need that. Maybe they do.
They do, actually.
Okay.
Finances, buying a wonderful home in Alpan or in Jeremy's Ranch in Heber. That's like their dream.
Yeah.
I would love to give back. You know, it could be a monetary side, but I want to give back in other ways, like quality time with them and all that. I owe them my entire life. My life has been filled with so much joy and so much good because of them. And if it wasn't for them, I'd be a very different person.
Yeah.
So I don't know how I'm going to repay them. I do not know, but I want to.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I just thought of this question, and it's a little bit personal. If you don't want to answer it, that's okay. Mm-hmm. You talk about joy, you talk about happiness, how your parents have instilled that in you, how they've provided those opportunities. For you personally, has there been a time where it hasn't been so much joy and happiness? And what did that look like?
Yes. When we first moved to the United States.
Oh, interesting.
Very hard. I got hit with huge culture shock.
Yeah.
I developed a severe social anxiety. My father, when... This is personal, but I'll share this. When my father moved here to the U.S., he kind of got played out of the company he was meant to work for.
Mm.
He arrived here and they said, hey, we actually don't have a job offer for you.
Wow.
So my parents, here's this. My parents sold our house in South Africa, all of our cars, like 70% of our belongings, moved the entire family to the U.S. only for that company. He told my dad he could work for them, for them to say, we actually don't have an offer for you.
Yeah.
So here we are sitting in the U.S., no job. And it was a very scary time. There was a lot of uneasiness in the family and a lot of fear.
Yeah.
And I remember that as clear as day. So I'm glad that time passed and the Lord helped us.
Yeah. Coming from that time, did you see maybe, how did your dad react to that time?
He told me exactly. He said when he heard that news, he walked into the bathroom, he got on his knees and he prayed.
Yeah.
And he said that was the most fervent, most sincere prayer he's ever given. Came home, didn't tell my mom. He just said, yeah, job's going good. And in fact, I only found out this 7 months ago.
Wow.
And I've been here for 7 years. So when I say I look up to my dad, I mean it.
Yeah. I love that. I love this closeness that you have with your dad. I love how you admire him. And, you know, in all different relationships, we see how they grow, how they change, and all sorts of good stuff like that. You know, I'm curious, as sort of some closing words for the listeners, do you have any closing thoughts on maybe how they can, if they're struggling with their relationship with their own father, or, you know, maybe if their father's absent, what's something that could be of some encouragement to them?
I love that you asked this, and I hope those who are listening remember this answer.
Yeah.
I posted about this on my social media like 5 days ago.
Okay.
Of how to fix breaking or broken families. This is not the ultimate cure, but it can help.
Right.
Being humble, admitting your mistakes, and showing genuine love to them.
Yeah.
I think humility being the towering answer.
Yeah. And I mean, I think as I've talked to multiple people on different relationships, I think it always comes back to that. Recognizing, you know, trying to be humble, recognizing your faults and where you can go from them.
Exactly.
And I love that.
You worded that perfectly, yeah.
Thank you. Anyways, for those listeners that maybe want to reach out to you, that want to see a little more of your life, is there some way that maybe they can connect with you?
Please. I post on my Instagram every day. Good things, uplifting things, funny things, all of it.
Yeah.
So it's R-A-D-E-N, Raiden.col.
C-O-L. Awesome.
Raiden.col.
Well, Raiden, thank you again for coming on today's episode of the podcast. Super grateful for your words of wisdom, for your experiences, and for a look into who you are and that relationship with your father. The listeners, make sure you like, you share, leave a good review, and we'll catch you next week.